Hello, I'm Jennifer Castoldi from Trendies International, and today I have the pleasure to speak with Lauren Seisland, the Director of Business Development and Licensing at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. Thank you for joining us, Lauren.
That's a pleasure. It's very nice to talk to you today.
So many people may not realize that the V&A is known as being the world's largest museum of decorative arts and design, and you have, I believe, a permanent collection of over 4.5 million objects?
I'm not quite sure whether that number has been verified, but we certainly have a vast number through which we navigate our licensees and our designers, so the curators here. Are people with whom we work very closely in order to find our way around to find the right images for the right applications.
So when people think of the V&A Museum, they may not actually think that there's a Director of Business Development and Licensing behind the museum. So what is your job function?
Well, what I do is my responsibility is to grant rights to third parties through both image licensing and brand licensing. And by that, what I mean is we have a team of researchers and a sales team, and together working with the clients, we'll find an image that suits their needs for depending upon whatever their project is. Whether they're a design agency or a book publisher or an advertising agency or indeed a manufacturer, which is where most of our brand licensing comes in, we work very closely with them in order to find the right route for their market.
So what types of products would these images show up on?
In terms of brand licensing, the product ranges are very, very broad. We deal with companies producing items for interiors, so things like furnishing fabrics, wallpapers, bedding, right through to stationery. We have a number of stationery licensees in different territories throughout the world. And also jewellery, that's another big and successful category for us. So, and in between, we have garments, apparel is a growing category for us, as well as more general gifts.
Okay, and you'll be attending the upcoming Certex show in New York, so you get a nice little flight from London over the pond.
I will.
What were you looking for when you went to the show?
I'm at the show for a number of reasons. One is to see what other exhibitors are doing and to see, you know, how the trends are changing. And I visit many, many trade shows in different parts of the world and to see for the same reasons. So I visit gift shows, stationery shows and home shows. In order to get ideas and just to see in general what's going on. And the other reason for us is to consider Certex as a potential show at which we might exhibit. We do show regularly at licensing expos, and Certex is one that we're now considering for ourselves in order to gain more awareness of those companies who might want to work with us.
Oh, well, it's a very interesting show. I always love going around and talking to the different design studios and asking them what they see that's coming up in the marketplace, because, in fact, the manufacturers are coming to them to put things on products, and they have a good feel of the pulse of the industry about
exactly.
2 years before it's on the shelf.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's, you know, one of the reasons why we want to be there, but also, you know, a good reason for us to be seen there.
So you mentioned trends. Do you see certain things coming up in the marketplace now?
We're completely absorbed with, we have a big David Bowie exhibition that's in the museum here. And we're expecting, just seeing what's happening in the UK TV and in the newspapers and the advertising, not just about David Bowie himself, but the music that he produced is being used on many, many adverts. And so we're reckoning that there's going to be quite a big, because the exhibition is due to tour, and when it's, when exhibitions tour from the V&A, they tend to go to several different continents, the US, Australasia, the Far East, and as well as probably other locations in Europe. So we're expecting that there'll be quite a big buzz after the Bowie and that whole sort of 1970s and 80s. Era of music and fashion.
So Bowie is the next big thing again.
I think so.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I can't tell you how many people I have received phone calls and emails from, because they know that I'm in London often, and they're like, hey, the tickets are sold out. Can you get
is
us
there
tickets?
Anything you can do? There's not even anything I can do. So
I know. It's great.
Are there any
little secrets or little tidbits you'd like to share with our listeners about your job or what you look for when you're looking at artwork?
Our collection is so vast, and because we want consumers to understand what the V&A holds, because it is so special, is that, you know, we want to explore as much of the collections as possible, you know, whether it be our Far Eastern collections or our Middle Eastern collections, or whether it be furniture or textiles or fashion or something from our jewelry galleries. So what we offer our licensees is a sort of a bespoke service, in terms of what we're giving them is unique. And although, you know, we try to follow the themes, we're still working individually with each licensee to source imagery and archive pieces that perhaps haven't been seen before. They may have been photographed, but might be sitting in a database somewhere and not really uncovered or explored thoroughly previously. And I think for that reason, you know, we're very different to many licensors who have a sort of a seasonal mood board or a series of images that are passed on to their licensees. But that's sort of quite finite, whereas what we offer is much more flexible, and we hope gives more inspiration for the designers with whom we work.
Excellent. Wow, it's really interesting how you have kind of your hand in the past, in the history of all these artifacts, and we'll be seeing them in the future on many different products.
Yeah, and that's, you know, part of what is so fantastic about the work we do, is that, you know, we're bringing archives that can't always, because they're so big, as we've already spoken about, they can't all be seen by the public, and not everybody is lucky enough to either live in London or come to London very often. So it's a way of us bringing, you know, parts of the archive out to the high street so that consumers can enjoy them as well.
Well, I'm sure they appreciate all of the hard work that you do. We look forward to hopefully meeting you in person at Certex. And,
yes, indeed. I shall be there, and I'll be looking out for you.
Excellent. Well, have a fantastic weekend, and I hope that there will be some blue skies in London.
Oh, so do we.